You're with SBS Radio.
It hasn't rained in the tiny New South Wales town of Collie for 3 years. Located 100 kilometres northwest of Dubbo, the small community's once green fields have faded to brown, and deep cracks mark the dusty ground. For grain farmer Andrew Freeth, it's been his harsh reality.
We live with variability here in this part of the world, but we're starting to get at the limits of what we would normally prepare for. So we're really just trying to hold on at this point and make sure we're ready to go when the seasons turn around.
The 35-year-old has witnessed it all, from flooding rains and now to devastating drought.
Well, it was we've gone from one extreme to the other. So in 2016, we actually lost some crop for being too wet. We had a flood in June in 2016, another one in September, and really it's dried up since. So 17, 18, 19 have been well below or close to some of the driest years we've had, particularly from a winter perspective.
It comes as the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, pledges support to struggling regions at the Bush Summit in Dubbo.
But the here and now, as we've already talked about in rural Australia, is very much about drought, unrelenting drought. A drought that's measured in years, and it's taking its toll and wearing away even the strongest souls and strongest communities.
The government has announced a new House of Representatives Select Committee to bring together stories from regional Australia with a view to boosting economic resilience. Mr. Morrison also promised to boost agriculture into a $100 billion industry by 2030.
We can hit $100 billion by 2030, and I am determined to ensure that we do. That all means one thing, more jobs.
The government also challenged Labor to back its $5 billion future drought fund next week in Canberra. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese says his party will support any drought funding so long as it doesn't take money from other infrastructure projects.
So I say this, I want more money for Bridget McKenzie's portfolio, but I don't want it at the expense of Michael McCormick's. It's that simple. And I say to the government, don't play politics with this. It's too important. Just stop it. Provide the funding with appropriations as you should, and we'll back it. Any level you want, done. Can go through in an hour.
But for farmers like Andrew, he has the silos and the ambition to export his grain to new markets like the European Union and Britain. All he needs is water to make it grow.
It can be difficult when you live on farm and you're surrounded by dry paddocks, hungry livestock. It's partly the mental battle to stay positive and fresh and make good decisions. Any sort of a stress on a business, on a relationship such as a drought like this, does take its toll.
The pain of the drought is being felt well beyond farms like Andrew's, who says what communities like his really need isn't a handout, but a hand up.
Come out and visit, spend some money in the local community and talk to us. One of the biggest things is just to know and understand and not forget about us.
As dried out communities try to forget the pain of the drought.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.